Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian finished up a Friday practice. They'll take Saturday off, and then we'll be back on the fields on Sunday. Today, though, kind of more intense. Not one fight broke out, but two.
Unprecedented from my experiences, multiple fights, three full laps by the entire team. This you don't see too often, and I think the team is probably pretty excited to get another team in here next week with the Saints, go head-to-head against players in another uniform. I think they're a little antsy with each other. So I think it'll be a refreshing time next week, but I think the coach was a little fed up on Friday. I think quarterback Tom Brady celebrating his birthday was a little fed up. It was a unique day for sure.
Right. Well, let's jump into our extra points. Brian, why don't you kick it off?
Well, talking about Brady, it was his birthday. 35-year-old Tom Brady, enough said, but this is really a guy who is all business this camp. He's always been all business, Jackie, but I feel like now he does recognize, not that he didn't before, but it's a little closer to home, that window might be closing, and this year is an opportunity to really take home the prize at the end. We see him as one of the last guys off the practice field every day. One day, it was running laps. The last couple of days, working with Aaron Hernandez on handoffs. So This guy is really working hard, and at the age of 35, you know, you don't see him slowing down at all. There have been a couple of sluggish days for the offense. Cleaned it up a little bit today, on Friday. I'm seeing an all-business Tom Brady, and now at the age of 35, you know, that window might be closing, and he knows it. This is a unique year to have an opportunity.
Right, well, going off of the quarterback theme, I think I'm going to talk about Brian Hoyer, who I think has really impressed me out on the field. You know, I was wondering in the beginning of camp, is there going to be any competition with the quarterbacks? You know, who steps up behind Brady? And I think that when you compare Brian Hoyer to Ryan Mallett, I think that Brian Hoyer has shown a lot more on the field, and there's something about Mallett that I don't see out there. And I don't know if it's mental toughness or, you know, his physical ability, but I really think that Brian Hoyer has more confidence in himself, and I think that has shown all through training camp so far. So.
Yep, two-year head start for Hoyer, and I guess these next couple of weeks, these preseason games, that's when they have a chance to shine. No one wants to see the backup quarterbacks during the regular season. That would mean something is wrong with Brady, so we'll see if Hoyer and or Mallett can really step it up in the preseason game.
Right, and of course, as we know, only time will tell as we continue going through training camp. All right, well, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.